We are very fortunate that we have Hazrat Maulana Mufti Shabir Ahmad Sahib, Saluji Damat Barakatuhum. He is a personality that is well known. It is a household name. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given him what we term as Ajeeb Himmat. The work that he does and the speed at which he moves, it's only if somebody has got that kind of strength, then he can keep up with his pace. I always tell him that you have to be a jinnat to move at the speed that you move. Now, the may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept all his khidmat. In almost every field he has rendered sterling service. But this particular gathering we know is to give us a report back on his recent trip to Indonesia and Sri Lanka. For almost 3 weeks now, the newspapers, the radio, and those who watch television, then must be the television, and all other news media has been highlighting the devastation and destruction that has been caused by the underground earthquake and the tidal waves. In almost a century, they say that we haven't seen destruction of this nature. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, no one can challenge his might and his power and his qudrat. When sins increase, then it is a promise and it is a prediction of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that such kind of disasters will take place. But as I have been mentioning in my Jummah bayans and other talks that we have been having recently, that there are two situations. One is before a disaster and one is after a disaster. Before the disaster, we will go around warning people, inviting them towards good, prohibiting and forbidding evil. We will make every effort possible to try and warn and inform people of what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said and what the Quran Sharif says. But once the azab comes, then we have been informed once again by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself that the good and the bad all can get caught up. It's not that only the bad will get caught up and the good will be saved. Here and there some miracles we will see. Some baby saved here, some masjid saved there, some jamaat saved there, some people praying in the masjid saved there. Those we will find as exceptions. But generally, good, bad, everybody gets caught up in that azab when it comes. After that, Allah Ta'ala rewards those who were pious and righteous, elevates their status, gives them high stages in Jannat. If they passed away, they get shahadat, etc. And for the others, it becomes a kafara, a sayyat, if they are sinful Muslims. And for some others, it becomes an azab and a punishment. So once the azab or the destruction has come, devastation has come, damage has been done, then we don't look at poor then we don't look at the black or white, and we don't look at which religion they follow, which faith they follow, we don't look at the nationality, the creed, nothing. After that we look at who has been affected. Whoever has been affected, we will come to their assistance and we will come to their help. But at present we know that most of this aid that is coming from all the foreign countries and even the Muslim countries, it's not even reaching those who are really in need, who are Muslims, although they take the name of Muslim all the time. And we know where that aid is going to go. So the Al-Imdad Foundation has been doing sterling work in this regard. And Maulana has just returned from there and he will give us an eye account of the devastation and destruction that he has seen. And that what should we as the Muslim Ummah be doing. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept his khidmat. And may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to take lessons from whatever happens around us. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Respected ladies and brothers, first and foremost, we have to make dua that Allah Ta'ala grant Hazrat Maulana and our Akabirin Buzurgani Deen long life. One thing is for certain, that if our Akabirin's duas, our Buzurg's duas are with us, inshallah it will make very easy for us. If the Akabirin's Tabat Juhad and Buzurgani Deen's duas are not with us, my dear brothers, then wallah a person cannot move an inch. May Allah Ta'ala give Hazrat Maulana barakat in his life too, in his works too. But afid Allah Ta'ala give him a long life so that we can benefit inshallah, and he is like a powerhouse for us in this country, my dear brothers. May Allah Ta'ala reward Hazrat Maulana in every way, his family in every way, and sihat, quwwat, afiyat naseeb farmaye. Aur hum sabko Hazrat Maulana se istifada ki taufeeq naseeb farmaye. Aur qadardani ki taufeeq naseeb farmaye. Respected elders and brothers, we have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many bounties Allah Ta'ala given us, particularly in this country here, my dear brothers. The freedom of deen, our madaris, our makatib, our akabirin, coming and going, our buzrugan deen, the work of jamaat, the work of the khankas, this is found in very, very few places in the world. We heard of this devastating earthquake that took place, and the countries that were affected, 4 or 5 countries, among them was Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Hindustan, certain parts of it, the Maldives Islands, and up to Somalia, and many other small islands in that area, which a person doesn't even know what has happened there. With the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first and foremost, we were able to visit Sri Lanka. In Sri Lanka, they have got 2 sections, the eastern section, there where the tigers are at the present moment, they are virtually in control of that particular area. And then the southern section, on the coastline, the whole of the southern section is inhabited by the Muslim community. Of course, every town that comes by, once a person leaves Colombo, you get Gaul, there's a town which has been very, very badly affected. Hamantota is a town. Then Sridigama is a town right in the south. And then on the other coastline also, the coastal areas have been very, very badly affected from this devastating earthquake or tidal wave that we had very, very recently experienced. The people affected in Sri Lanka are both Muslims and non-Muslims, but the majority of the affected areas are Muslims because it happened on the coast and 99% or 95% of the fishermen are Muslim people. Of course, many, many hotels were there. At this particular time in particular, because of the time of ghaflat, we have this ghaflat at the time of Christmas, New Year, these holidays, December holidays. So many people had come from different parts of the world, and these hotels, they were owned, of course, mostly by non-Muslims. But with the hotels, the small, small shops that were there, those were also owned by the Muslims. When a person sees the condition there, a person cannot conceive the type of harm that had been done. One friend of ours, he has some shipping company there. His ship was standing on the mouth of the wharf. And it is said that at the mouth of the wharf is one of the deepest sections of the ocean around there. When the water receded into the sea, his ship came right and hit the ground. And after hitting the ground, when the water came again, that is when the ship was lifted up again. These are not talking about ordinary trawler, ordinary boat. Those were the condition of the ship, my dear brothers. And as far as the trawlers are concerned, very big in size, couple of meters of course, fishing trawlers, big, big fishing trawlers. Because there is a livelihood of the people around there. Not one, not two, hundreds we saw lying on the shores and some on the opposite side of the roads. And there also after 8 or 10 days, it's impossible to believe the type of harm that was done. A town that is known by Gaul, when the tidal wave hit this particular town, besides the devastating damage that was done to the ships and people around there, all the government offices were completely gutted, finished to the ground. CID offices, police barracks, municipality offices, everything was completely destroyed. Nothing remained whatsoever in these particular places. And Sridigama, there is one place, some brothers were making talim in a masjid. The whole masjid has been carried away. What the brothers making talim? As Hazrat Maulana mentioned, when from Allah Ta'ala Sahib some sort of punishment or azab comes, in the world it encompasses the good and the bad. There is a different matter that on the day of Qiyamah the good will be raised in a different way. This is shahadat for them. The shahadat, so many people have obtained shahadat, that there are 7 of our mothers or sisters at this particular time they are sitting in it, that there are many more. But in one small town we heard of 7 sisters, and unfortunately they have to sit and spend in it in other people's houses. Imagine in this condition, you have to spend the indat, somebody in somebody's uncle's house, some in foreigner's house, and every place that we went to, somebody had lost a son, somebody had lost a daughter, somebody's wife is gone, somebody's sister is gone, but the sabr and the patience and the contentment these people have, that is remarkable to see. There are many, many problems that our poor brothers in Sri Lanka are facing. First and foremost is the question of the orphans. And we know, unfortunately, in these conditions, what happened in Bosnia and other places too, the Christian organizations come and take these orphans away. Here too, there was a similar condition that, of course, the Christians are working very hard in different places to convert the Muslims or to prepare the road for Jahannam for them. And we get caught in the steps of the kuffar. But alhamdulillah, because of the Muslim infrastructure being quite strong, the makatib system being strong, the tabligh work being very, very strong, the link with the akabirin, buzruganideen, khankas, all that is strong, alhamdulillah, because of that, the people, local people, have made an elan that our Muslim orphan children that are there, hundreds of orphan children, we are not going to build an orphanage for them because that will not solve the problem. Each and every house should come forward and try and adopt one or two children. And because the people are very, very poor, then this committee has made also this faisla that inshallah at least $20 a month will be given to that particular family as a expenditure for that particular orphan. And then they are putting up a committee that inshallah every 2 to 3 months they will go and visit these places to see that the orphans are being treated properly, there is no difficulty for them. So alhamdulillah, that is a great step forward, and that brings so much joy, alhamdulillah, that our Muslim brothers have the foresight that they had. And in reality, a Muslim is like one body. When pain comes to any part of the body, it comes to the whole body. One cannot say my eye is paining or my leg is paining, the eye cannot say I will sleep. The eye also got to be restless. In East, if some difficulty comes to a Muslim brother, in the West, the Muslim brother should feel that pain. Then the second problem they have is this, that as far as the people, houses are destroyed and businesses are destroyed. Businesses are of two types. In Sri Lanka, 90% of the businesses are of the fishermen, and that depends on the fishing trawlers. So the only way to compensate that is this, that we should try and inshallah fishing trawlers for them and put them back into business, because they have nothing whatsoever. Only the clothes on their body they have survived with. Those clothes, houses and everything have been destroyed. In that line, the fishing trawlers there at the moment are costing approximately $3,000 with all the necessary basic fishing equipment that is there. And these brothers even tell us that we do not need a house now. If we can get our fishing trawler, then inshallah al-Aziz, Allah will make it possible for us to work hard. And with that money, inshallah, we will get a small house also later on, a roof over our heads. But the important thing is to start earning, otherwise we're going to depend on what can we do? Where can they go at this particular time, when everything has been devastated? In that line too, alhamdulillah, Allah made it possible for us, at least 150 fishing trawl from our South African brothers. Alhamdulillah, that order has been given, the money also has gone through. The people also very, very reliable. That also will be done in a very short space of time, inshallah, al-Aziz. And then the third important thing is the small businesses that are there, to try and get them also back into circulation. As far as that is concerned, alhamdulillah, the local brothers there, they have chalked up a program that they will judge each and every case on its merit, call everybody in, and some sort of loan will be forwarded to them, and it will be a type of a qarza hasana thing, a small loan that they've got a committee, inshallah. It will take some time for this to materialize. So that also is, alhamdulillah, started. And the fourth important thing is this, the rebuilding of the masajid. There our South African brothers, alhamdulillah, one masjid, the Markaz Masjid, which has been completely washed away, it was on a shore. And one danger is this, that they want to take out a new law, you cannot bring anything within 300 meters of the shore. So that masjid was near the shore, it is within 300 meters, so you can't rebuild a masjid there. The government wants to relocate masjid somewhere else. Our brothers, alhamdulillah, are putting up a fight too, and we have brought to the notice that get fatwa from the different darul ulooms of the world, India, Pakistan, South Africa. We should not go to the Arab brothers again. They will very easily give a fatwa that masjid can be removed. In our country, alhamdulillah, we know we had this case in Port Elizabeth. The ulama stood up, the fatwa was given, the bridge was built, and was left half because the masjid was coming in the way there. So there's an ideal opportunity for those side of people if they get a wrong fatwa. And they cannot say who's right, wrong, my dear brothers, but our akabirin and muzrumadin will give their blood, but inshallah they will protect the sanctity of the masjid. But in certain part of the Arab world, it means very, very nothing whatsoever for a masjid to be broken down and for a club to be built on a place of a masjid. Such incidents also have taken place, my dear brothers. But as far as we are concerned, it is non-negotiable. Once a masjid comes here, to the day of masjid, in the group areas too, alhamdulillah, our brothers made a tremendous sacrifice, and Allah has made all those masjid abad again. And the jazba of the brothers of this, that when one brother was asked, that maybe, you know, I mean, if absolute necessity is there, you think we should build a house, what should we do? He said, no, inshallah, let us build the house of Allah Ta'ala first. The house of Allah Ta'ala built, our house will automatically build. So in that condition, he's not worried about his roof. And we know, for me and you to say that would be very easy because we have a roof over our heads. But that person who at this moment staying in some masjid somewhere, his wife may be not be living, his daughter may be staying somewhere else. For him to say, don't worry about my roof, worry about the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will look after the house of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will make us abad. And verily, my dear brothers, this is what we have to learn. That in that condition too, this is what we must bring into our lives. That house of Allah ta'ala will make abad, Allah will make us abad. And the house of Allah ta'ala will make viran, and desert of Allah ta'ala will make our house deserted. In 1964, Hazrat Mawlana Umar Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, went to Palestine. There were four people for Fajr Namaz there. Hazrat Mawlana remarked, if this condition remains, then this masjid will not remain in the control of Muslims for very long. Today we can blame who we want to, but the crux of the matter, my dear brothers, is our own amal and actions. The Jew, or whoever he may be, cannot do any harm to us. Harm can come to us when we leave the amal and Allah's help goes away from us. 1 year later or 2 years later, that masjid was taken away from our possession. And up to today, that masjid in the hands of such people that Allah make rahmah, my dear brothers. So if we will make the house of Allah Ta'ala abad, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make us abad. Look after the work of Allah Ta'ala, the deen of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will look after us. Dear brothers, exist in this people there. Of course, there have come logistical difficulties as far as the orphans are concerned. Because the hukumat is a non-Muslim hukumat. And they would not like that orphans to go in the control of Muslims. But alhamdulillah, we have our main influential government post. So that is another important thing for us in this country. The civil service is a very important aspect of government. And as a Muslim community, we get our people in the right post too. Our dua is most important. Without dua, we cannot carry on 1 foot. But after the asbah, from the means point of view too, if we have the right people in the right positions, then inshallah al-Aziz, a lot of work can be done. Not a Muslim by name, but a Muslim by heart, my dear brothers. The jazba of iman must be there. That link with the akabirin and buzrugadirin must be there. One person, such a post, can be of tremendous benefit. So those brothers there, they have a few influential persons, my dear brothers, in certain important government posts. And inshallah al-Aziz, with dua and his efforts, it will be hoped that many of the problems there, inshallah, will be sorted out. On these places, as we are going, there was one place where there was a national park, and it was brought to our notice that in this particular national park, a couple of hours before that, all the animals had receded right inside towards the mountain area. It is said not even a small animal died in that particular park. So we can see, we can put all the technology forward. Allah Ta'ala had given us animals far more senses of, my dear brothers, of protection, what man cannot see. Where in a hadith also, the Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam says, man and jinn, Allah has made it possible that they do not hear the azab e qabr. But besides that, all the other creations of Allah Ta'ala hear all these things. They know what is happening. Allah has given him that sense. And here is an ideal example. All the senses put together of the world could not sense what is to happen by us. And Allah Ta'ala made it possible for the animals to know, and Allah Ta'ala made them means of their protection. It is stated when the water receded into the sea, in certain places, we see it up to half a kilometer. And people started gathering the fishes running inside. The older people even warned them that don't go inside, this is something is condition. And then many people came out. And when the water came out of the force, 10, 15, 20 meters in Sri Lanka, a terrible force that anything that was completely washed away. So anyway, my dear brothers, that is a basic condition in Sri Lanka. And when we saw Sri Lanka, we thought that this was the end of the world. But when Allah Ta'ala made it possible for us to go into Indonesia, then, my dear brothers, the devastation that was seen there, we thought Sri Lanka is a 5-star hotel. Well, now, a person cannot express the condition that has taken place of what we saw. And there were certain places which we cannot reach also. One can only go there by helicopters. It is believed that the condition there is far worse than what we had seen here. What we had seen in reality was a replica of Qiyamah. It was really a Qiyamah al-Sughra, a complete town inhabited by more than 220,000 people. Eyes, beautiful buildings, everything. And everything that is lying on the ground, nothing remains whatsoever. One just sees rubble everywhere. While we were sitting there on one small street that we walked, we were taken by a car also could be taken because the street was cleaned by bulldozer, 12 days, 15 days later. This took place on Sunday, on Thursday morning, I'm talking about this. In a space of half an hour, we saw 110 or 150 bodies being taken out. Imagine, my dear brothers, big, big buildings. Big, big trawlers were taken and thrown 8 to 10 kilometers into land. Big, big trucks, my dear brothers, on top of buildings that had broken down. Further, when the earthquake came, then all the resources were put together, the government resources, of course they got the police, whatever, rescued from the rubble. And before they knew what had happened, this water came with such tremendous force upon Sour. And in certain places this water, the people who had seen that water say was between 40 and 50 meters high, red in color. And whatever came in the way of this water, my dear brothers, could not exist whatsoever. But Allah shows His qudrat in that condition too. There were 9 brothers. They were the same wave, the tidal wave. And they were taken on the fourth story. They brought their Volkswagen or minicab, whatever we may call it, right on the balcony on the fourth story of a particular building. These brothers got off. Some harm came to that building too. But thereafter, my dear brothers, they survived. So Allah Ta'ala in that condition, then also, as Maulana mentioned, you find some babies surviving. There's a qudrat of Allah Ta'ala which Allah Ta'ala exposes at certain times. As far as the town is concerned, nothing but gloominess remains. Nothing remains whatsoever. Certain masajid, certain buildings have remained by, but everything is at standstill. Up to now, we do not know that how many thousands of people have died there. Aceh, it is stated that the Sumatra province, there are 11 districts. From the 11 districts, 5 districts are 80 to 90% completely destroyed. Rubble remains there. Wherever that water had gone, one can just see devastation. It's impossible to believe. In fact, it is a manzar of Qiyamah which the Quran Kareem says. When the sea that we see, we go and enjoy by the sea, my dear brothers, when that will be made into a ball of fire. They said it was a ball of fire. The heat that you will believe, where did that heat come in the middle of the sea? In one hadith it has been stated that in the tahta al-bahran, under the sea also, maybe we and you couldn't see, we cannot reach so deep. All our scientific instruments also have not reached or penetrated there. But when it is in a hadith, my dear brothers, the words of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam are true. And this was exposed when you saw, it is possible, my dear brothers, that Allah Ta'ala in no time, and it lasted not for long too, this tidal wave only lasted for about 5 or 10 minutes. If it lasted, remained. Even that 5% would have been destroyed. And as I said, that big, big trucks, big, big fishing trawlers, 6-7 kilometers right into the land. From the land, my dear brothers, in Sri Lanka too, big, big trains, all the railway tracks were like pieces of iron lying around. And here, some of them were taken back into the sea. Big buses and trucks lying everywhere, rubble everywhere, on top of buildings, on top of houses, collapsed houses. Big, big supermarkets completely destroyed. That same supermarket that may, a couple of hours ago, a person may have thought that this is the pride of my life. I'm satisfied as this world is concerned. All his life efforts on that building. Then we come to realize that all these buildings, they mean nothing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the time of Qiyamah will come, that this mountains also will be like cotton wool that will be flying, my dear brothers. In reality, this is a small replica of this. And one brother who was taken, his brother Noor, he had lost his wife also. As far as he was concerned, he showed us that this was the place where his factory was. So forcing the factory that may have been there at some time, one body was lying there. His wife also had become shaheed in this. But it is fortunate, he stated that he found immediately the beauty. He says that I have never seen my wife so beautiful. So those who had gone shahadat, my dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala had taken them, given them shahadat. But we know when this sort of azab comes. And also it is stated that certain things that happened around in that particular area, this happened the night after Christmas. certain parties had taken place, some of the ulama told us there, the Tablighi brothers, that in those parties, well, you know what happens when people go beyond bounds, what happens? We tend to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ourselves should take stock of the many things that were happening here. Alhamdulillah, we come to the masjid here, we see Hazrat Maulana, we see the people around him, we become so happy. But my dear brothers, 90% they're going, what they're doing, and what kind of actions they're engaging, we ourselves should worry very much. What has happened there, mothers, can happen here tomorrow too. The qudrat of Allah ta'ala, as far as that is concerned, is impossible. There is no limit to the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was an urgent need for water there, because you do not know where to start. First, the rubble has got to remove. So alhamdulillah, Allah made it possible that one water truck was bought to take water from a certain center to the people around there. The western, as Hazrat Maulana says, the people are making a big noise of aid, but the real work that we saw there, nobody was doing any work. We were just distributing a little bit of water at one particular church, outside of church that was existing there, small church, but nothing more than that. The rubble that is there, nobody was moving. And right till now, my dear brothers, the bodies were being recovered from these places. They, as far as their needs are concerned, they need basic housing too. So for that also, arrangements made. Many people who had survived here and other places, they have made hijrah and gone to another part of Sumatra, which has been after the as far as the deaths are concerned, not so many. So we've got to house them, some expenses in that. So there also we have some commitment, inshallah, that Allah will make it possible with the funds from South Africa, that at least 600 to 700 families, inshallah, will be housed, inshallah. This water will be, my dear brothers, there one drop of water a person is going to make qadr of. You make places, you must know that you can't take that water in you. A little bit of water is to go down, there's a possibility, and that can cause death for you, my dear brothers. And here, the namat of water that we have, how do we misuse the water when we make wuzu? Sometimes it is stated that the wuzu that we make, Allah Ta'ala knows if that wuzu will be kabul or not kabul to. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nur Rahimullah says that this dua after wuzu, I feel the reason of this dua is this, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf say, the wastage of the water that we make. Such a great namat of Allah Ta'ala, where people at this time are dying for a drop of water, and we are careless regarding using the water, and the water of the masjid is even worse, even water at home. The ulama write, even a person has to make wuzu on the seaside, we should see that we do not use the water extravagantly. And in all matters of life, as far as extravagance is concerned, my dear brothers, that is completely haram. Today our children, our young, the type of way that they are growing up, and when we see the millions of people around here, and we ourselves buy this big, big sound system for them in their cars, when people for ourselves. So anyway, my dear brothers, the water situation is a very serious situation there. So that made it possible, alhamdulillah, for us to make some arrangements for the water through certain local people that are there, some organizations that are working, and organizations that are working there, and done to alhamdulillah. And certain housing also has been made possible for them. Inshallah, we'll have to go back and see now, inshallah, when a delivery comes. But this stage here, there's nothing we can do for them. We saw certain mass graves also. When they get a couple of hundred people, a ghusl is given, a photo is taken, and those people are buried. Still, the people have to rely on not pastor. There is another area that is not very far by from there, about 500 kilometers on that coastline. They said every village has been destroyed. But at this time, that place is not accessible. They're broken down. A person can only go by a helicopter. And a helicopter at this particular time is very, very difficult to get. So that is, in short, the condition of Aceh. We know that. And the population, Muslim population of Indonesia is over 200 million, about 210 to 220 million. And France has their eyes set on Indonesia. They want to break the back of the Muslim population. And East Timor was an ideal example where they got all the Bihayai in, not Islam anymore. And then, my dear brother, that island also went, but the island could have gone, the iman of that people went. Tomorrow, what answer will give to Allah on the day of Qiyamah? For a person becoming a murtad. And in this condition that we have there now, the serious condition is orphans. Although the vice president has made a statement that no child should be taken away and he will be charged for kidnapping, around the western countries have already taken certain children away. Whereas people are not even settled. We do not even know how many deaths there at the moment. They've got a serious problem there. As I said, that when we saw this, we thought Ceylon is a 5-star holiday. And my dear brothers, one cannot express the type of devastation, the buildings, big, big, beautiful buildings lying around. Nobody is worried about anything now. Every family has been affected in some way, somebody who has passed away. The bodies have not been found up to now. Smell coming from certain places because of the conditions of the body's rotting. It's now 12, 13, 14 days already. In fact, it will be two weeks now. We can imagine that condition. And then the effect of that water that came. And up to now, tremors were felt. While we were there too, at the night also one very big tremor came. And people ran out of the houses. Of course, everybody would be frightened. During the day also there was one tremor. And these tremors are still continuing. In short, that is the condition, my dear brothers. We have to, inshallah, first and foremost, whatever we can help, we have to help those brothers. And more important is that the iman of these brothers must be preserved in some way or the other. There are many incidents also, how Allah Ta'ala saved certain people, as Hazrat Maulana mentioned. These miracles will be there, that Allah, certain incidents will be saved. By far, that whole city, you just see nothing but rubble running everywhere. Every place you go to, rubble, and nobody there. Completely deserted. A city that was bustling at one time, completely deserted. Maybe this may be a wake-up call for us, inshallah, that maybe people don't become murtas, maybe safe. And as you know, Asan Takraw Shehu Akhir Lakum, we heard in Sri Lanka, that on the 1st of January, the tigers had already marked out every Muslim house in the of Sri Lanka. And they were supposed to tell these people, either you leave this place, or otherwise you face death. Before that, made it so that the tigers have been hit so hard that they themselves claim that 30,000 of our people have been killed. Their whole infrastructure has been completely destroyed. Allah made it possible for those Muslims existing there. Maybe inshallah, tabligh will be made, those people will accept Iman and Islam, inshallah. So here too, we do not know what Allah Ta'ala has his plan. As Hazrat Maulana said, that our duty is just whatever little do, particularly to save the Iman of those children that are there, that some program we worked out, dear brothers, rehabilitating these poor people, getting the basic needs to them. First, of course, it will be the tatfeen of the group of them, providing water, sanitation, and basic medication for them. And you've got to work with the local people. And then, of course, we have a program getting trawlers for them also. They were also fishermen. You've got to find out how many people existed. They were big businessmen. How to get those big businessmen to their feet. Some businessmen, we have no problem with them. But those businessmen that only had their businesses here, and our local people are existing there, how to get them back onto their feet, that is a long thing to do, my dear brothers. May Allah make it possible for us to work in that line too, and inshallah remove the distress that is there. And we were told also in Sri Lanka, and here too, that all aid that is coming in, first and foremost, all the international aid organizations that are there, if the UN says 100 million aid is going, 80 million goes in their expenses, in the luxury hotels they stay in their coming and going, in the administration, in the wages of the people working, and 15 or 20% comes. And that 15 or 20% in a corrupt country hardly reaches the suffering people. And then if there are Muslims, then nothing reaches the Muslim brothers whatsoever. And we know at this stage, as far as the Christians are concerned, they may feel this may be an ideal opportunity for them. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make them nakam, inshallah. And inshallah, whatever little we can do, we have a share to that. Somebody's iman may save. Allah says, I was hungry, did not feed me. I was thirsty, did not give me water. Imagine, my dear brother, we become a means of somebody getting a roof over his head. The du'as that come out from his heart. Some thirsty person who may get a dead, many places has no water whatsoever. And water has become a basic, essential commodity to live. If you do not get clean water, you can die. The water that is existing there, you can't. We become the means of some water reaching somebody. How happy Allah Ta'ala will become, my dear brothers. And the dua that we will get of that poor person. And then if some family we can become a means of creating a roof and bring the family back onto their feet in whatever small way we can, inshallah, Aziz. Inshallah, the Lord of mercy of Allah Ta'ala for us, inshallah. And the most important contribution is this, that dua we should make. And number two, my dear brothers, take stock of ourselves. These asbab that are there, read the kitabs. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullah alayhi, that Al-Ittidal has written deals that why we are suffering. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written one kitab, Jazawul Amal. And there Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah mentions, if zina will become prevalent, what will happen to the community? What will happen? Music becomes prominent, what will happen? That kitab is available in English too. You know what I mean? We should get those kitabs and read these kitabs, my dear soul, and see if interest becomes common in a community, how it invites the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what devastating circumstances interest has. Nothing is, and we are in our community, sometimes we have statements of this nature too, that without interest you can't make a business. My dear brother, that is our condition. A person iman goes, he should read his kalima again. This is a word of kufr. How can we say we cannot exist without interest? Allah has said, His Father, we harbi min Allah wa rasuli. So all these things we should judge for ourselves too. This Jazawul Amal of the Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, in the Shaykh's Kitab, is very, very important to see that what repercussion a certain Amal has. What bad Amal, what it will bring for us. Good Amal, what it will bring for us. The effect of it in this world, as far as Akhirah is concerned, that effect will definitely be there, my dear brothers. So as Hazrat Maulana mentioned, that we should take stock of ourselves and learn from this and mend our ways and turn towards Him. These things happen. Now the world is not a different country. The world at this moment is just one small place. Technology has brought the world together. So what happened in one place applies to another place 100%. In the olden days, if something happened in India, after 5 months, 6 months, you would have come to hear of it only. Now, before it, in that particular place, we come to know what is happening, my dear brothers. So inshallah, Aziz, it will become a means of us turning towards Allah Ta'ala, getting away at night, sharing some tears for these brothers, my dear brothers, and cutting our expenses down. And for these brothers and other suffering brothers, as the Mullah mentioned, we do not discriminate this condition. Muslim, non-Muslim, in the time of hunger, leave alone human beings. For animals also, it is our duty to see that we remove the suffering of animals too. In a hadith, the incident is there that a pious woman outwardly, because of her, she had locked her cat up, and the cat would not quench her thirst or remove the hunger, and that cat died. The woman was free in nature. She became the means of quenching the thirst of a dog, my dear brothers. And Allah Ta'ala liked the zakat, and Allah Ta'ala made maghfirat. Now we become the means of quenching the thirst of a banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of some human being. How happy Allah Ta'ala will become. And we do not want any praises. We should do it slowly for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us the tawfiq, the sincerity of taking a lesson from this what has happened. And my dear brothers, the words cannot express. One has got to see the destruction there. And I can only say that it just reminds a person of what will Qiyamah look like. Qiyamah we can never comprehend. But there's a small reminder when Qiyamah will come, what the conditions will be. That man, the mother will forget a suckling baby. This is a condition when everybody at that time thought, how can I save my life? And one wave, my dear brothers, for 2 minutes that wave, the destruction that is brought, if Allah Ta'ala has to make this for a couple of minutes, my dear brothers, the whole world will be destroyed in no time. So Allah grant us tawfiq to realize the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say Alhamdulillah Alameen, remember that Allah who we are talking about, that Allah can do anything at any time. Today we look at the means and go to other people, and the greatness of this kuffar who cannot even stand in your rate has come into our hearts, my dear brothers. The reason is because the great Allah has come out of our hearts. So that is what we should bring to our hearts, the zikr majlises that we have. The object of the zikr majlis is this, that the love and the greatness of Allah ta'ala penetrates our hearts, inshallah. And if we achieve that, my dear brothers, then this earthquake will be a means of blessing for us, that the greatness of Allah is coming to our hearts, inshallah. Dua farman. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafiina wa lana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, hum intiha ko nigaar hai, khudaba hai, siyakar hai. Ya Allah, raat din gunaho ki din hum ko guzarte hai. Ya Allah, tu itna rahim aur kareem hai, ki humare gunaho ke bawajood, ya Allah, baar baar hume maaf farmate hai. ہمارے اعمال تو ایسے ہیں کہ اسی وقت ہم پر آسمان گر پر ہیں. تو نے اپنے رحمت کے ذریعے سے ہماری حفاظت فرمائی. یا اللہ تو پوری امت مسلمہ کے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ تیری ذات تو اتنی بنیاز ہے, معاف فرما دیں گے. یا اللہ تو تیرے بارگاہ رحمت کے اندر کوئی کمی آنے والے نہیں ہے. اس وقت ہمارے کتنے مسلمان بچے ایسے, یتیم بچے ایسے, یا اللہ اس کا کوئی پرسان حال نہیں ہے, کوئی مسجد کے اندر بیٹھا ہوا ہے, کسی کے پاس کھانا نہیں پہنچ رہا ہے. یا اللہ تو ان کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ یہ بے سہارا ہے, مگر تیرا سہارا آ جائے گا تو ان کو کسی سہارے کی ضرورت نہیں ہے. لہٰذا تیرا سہارا اٹھ جائے گا, یا اللہ تو کوئی ان کو سہارا نہیں دے سکتے. ہم جانتے ہیں یا اللہ کہ ہم انتہا گنہگار ہیں, مگر تیرے نام لیوا ہے. اس وقت تو دشمنوں کو ہمارے بارے میں اس کی ایمانوں کی حفاظت فرما. مسلمانوں کو یا اللہ اپنے منصب پہچانے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, تیری طرف رجوع کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, تیرے عذاب سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ غیروں کی برائی کو ہمارے دلوں سے ختم فرما, ہماری بے بسی کو ختم فرما, اسلام اور مسلمانوں کے تمام سکیموں کو ناکام فرما. یا اللہ مسلمانوں کو اسباب رحمت اختیار کی نصیب فرما, ہمارے مدارس اور مکاتب اور اکابرین کی حفاظت فرما. ہمارے حضرت مولانا یونس صاحب اور دیگر اکابرین کے یا اللہ سایہ کو عافیت کے سمپر دائر قائم فرما. ہمارے اکابرین میں جن کا انتقال ہو چکا ہے اس ملک کے اندر, حضرت مولانا عمر جی صاحب, دیگر اکابرین اور ہمارے بڑے بڑے اکابرین, سب کی مغفرت فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں اپنا بنا دے اور ہمارا ہو جا, تیرے نام لینے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ رحمت نازل فرما, اسباب غضب اور لعنت سے مکمل طور پر بچنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما.
نبی پاک علیہ السلام سچی محبت نصیب فرما، یا اللہ کلمہ کے ساتھ موت ہمارے پر آئے، یا اللہ ہمارے نوجوان نسلوں کے یا اللہ رہتی دنیا تک ان کے ایمان کو باقی فرما، اور ہمارے اولادوں کے اندر رہتی دنیا کے اندر ایمان کو باقی فرما، یا اللہ معظم نے فضل و کرم سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما، وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ خیر خلقی سیدنا محمد و علی وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا رب.